and the most important part, the second half,
which we discussed. How do you define Dovah Hashav al-Chol Nefesh? Very important. We're not going to do it now, which we can over Shabbos. We'll do it in Yom Hashem. All right. Let's see if we get to it. What I want to do is finish the Mitzvah B'zuyah Solom, which we almost went through, so if you please take out that copy. This is like a family affair. This is it's my father. This is my grandson by acquisition. So we're up to basically what we skipped, which was a little bit of diversion and I don't know, fully in agreement with it, on Daf Lamed Daled. There we did finish that whole thing, but we'll leave it. And we'll pick up, we have Vov, up to Vov. Very important stuff. Let's remember which goes where. I want to drop this off in my car, and this is as for the lecture today. Imagine if anybody is free, wants to come down to the lecture, I think we can most likely put you in a car, have a car back and forth. Although maybe not, there's unbelievable security. Each name had to be given in advance, who coming. Yeshiva University has become extremely sensitive, maybe even a little bit tense on a security issue. We are a high profile institution for people who don't like us. I don't know who they're afraid of, whether the Taliban's Al-Qaeda or Satma, which was. Okay, and I have something for you too. Okay, how are you feeling?
Better.
Yeah. Don't make this scarf too tight, it prevents the blood flow and the difficulty of descending more. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Bob, Kichas Lulu, are they Dover Acher? Sampling is as part of Bizu Mitzra, or rather, maybe that is Mechabe Gufo, Yosef and Amitzvah, is that taking a lulav adeidova with something in between, right? Kavanoso and Sayan, the point that the Chayodom was making. Remember, this is all on the Chayodom. So, one simon in the Chayodom. Also the sign, how the posak hamachaber, shemnot al alulu alei beis yad, took it with a holder, kol sheino der kavod, kan shnos na alulu bekliv, not lolo yotzo. Omnom beemes lav rayehi, shari lekicho al dei dover acher shmo lekicho. It just says, Achiyim l'kicho, it's what you take. Rashi yibder kavod. And if it's not der kavod, so it's bottled to the lulav, then it's not a chsoron in kavod, not a chsoron in bizu mitzvah. Chsoron is a chatzitza. If it's not bottled to the lulav, then it's a dover achotzeis, and it's not a l'kicho. So that, as he points out correctly, there are two factors here. One, you need l'kicho. L'kicho al de'av acher is good l'kicho. You certainly take it. What then? You take it with a l'kicho. That's not a l'kicho. Why is not a l'kicho? Because what you're taking is a barrier. and it's not derech kovod, so it's not bottled to the lulav. Well, if it's a barrier, there's another chasaron. The chasaron is, and it's not called a lekicha, then it's a chasaron in the netilas of lulav. Avu b'shein of derech kovod lekicha li derech alosh mo lekicha klal. Have a chatzitza ben yodo lulav lo kiyim ha-mitzvah. Nimtza lav mishum bizu mitzvah hu, and from lekicha netilah. Therefore, I feel it be the ever lo yotza. Omnom, the Das HaTosus, discussed that yesterday. Gemara, the day before, Shekorach Yodo, Biovar Avoda, Namit Shofcha Azora. Remember, the Azora cried out, get out of here, that you mechabit Gufo Yosef there, because they wore gloves or whatever they did. So it's not to dirty their hands during their avoda, right? Namet Sofra, also Mishum Nabachatzitza, right? So when you say Sofra there were two factors there. Since the gloves they wore were not for the kovod of the Maisim Kodoshim, of the avoda, they did it for their kovod, then there's a certain chasaron that the Kohen has to do the work. He has to do it. And if it's a chatzitza, he's not doing the work. Therefore, it's an interesting observation that they interconnect so that if it is not derech kovod, the chasaron isn't only that he did something not derech kovod. It's the gei halacha l'maisa. Why? Bizu mitzvah, we'll see later on, if we'll get to today, mitzvah, is the machlokas, was the reis of the rabbonim. Chatzitza is vadei adareis. So that it depends one on the other. If you're going to call it not derech kovod, then it becomes a chatzitza. Then it's vadei osu midarabon. It's vadei posel midareis. If it's only eino derech kovod, then it's machlokas, whether it's, we'll have it soon, whether it's dareis or derabon. Then part of bizu mitzvah, it's all under bizu mitzvah. Zion, ein lehen os men a mitzvah kolz ma mitzvosa. Shabbos Chavez, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Amar Rav Asi, also lahas os moz k'neged ne'er Chanukah. Right? And they bring it from Sholichasa Beregel, right? Avu de kulum dam, and therefore it's a bizu mitzvah. Alma de Yisrael, lahon os memenu ledovo shem tchol, calls man a mitzvah have a chal in your shabbat mitzvah. Nimso, how the also lehenos mi mitzvah, but he knew the also the kaima be der bezoyon, ha kol in your echot. Now you might think correctly, we'll see, that lehenos man a mitzvah, that's a special iso, like lehenos me kodoshim. This is Kodesh Baruch Hu's property, kaviyochol. Therefore, you can't use it for derechol. So lehenos from a mitzvah is a kind of me'ilah b'kodoshim. Right? That's really the psychological evaluation of it, he says. But achashek she'ovo zman ha-mitzvah leki suva klal. Ochei nermo kosav she'royu lebal nefesh lachmer af lacha zman ha-mitzvah shol zirku lashpo. We'll come to we'll have it a little bit later. Right? Shaf beherrsche mitzvah zog le dagdei sho te bzui olov. So there are two factors. Lehenos min ha-mitzvah may be a special isur b'shas mitzvah. Then there's what he says after that you have to be machmei. Well, again, we'll pick it up in a few minutes. After that, that's purely bizu mitzvah. That's nothing to do with quote maisechol. Why? Maisechol is not shayach if it's after the mitzvah was fulfilled. So you can't tie now, I'm using it for maisechol. It's not mitzvah using it for maisechol. What then? Say you're to treat it like a dovachol after that, that's okay. But not completely okay, as we'll see. I just mention here, we'll pick it up soon. How about the reverse? Interesting. Your mother has a beautiful bedspread that she's not using. And I'll give you almost halacha l'maaseh. We had that incident in the early years of Muncie. And we have a known Kodesh that the Rahman al-Salam usually travels to the house of a novel. They've never had a parochas on it. The woman wants to make the tape that's best spread into a parochas. Is there anything wrong with that? We'll come to soon. It's the reverse. Not I'm taking a double bar mitzvah for chol. I want to have a chol for mitzvah. Is that also chol? Is it you don't mix the two?
Can we say about the mirrors that they use for the Mishkan?
Okay, very good. The Shekoah. Okay. That's the big raya. Right? The maros atzovos. Right? That you can use the dover for chol. Right? The shem mitzvah.
This could be mekabel too.
But, as you know, he doesn't mention here, there's a refutation of that raya. Why? Because the maros atzovos weren't used for chol. They're used for kodesh. Right? Remember how the Medrash says? They used it, traded themselves up, so the husbands will be attracted, because the husband had given up marital relations, didn't want to give birth to children for power to throw into the Nile. Right? Therefore, they get schar for seducing the husbands. Right? Mainly, I can argue it's not whole. You need a tighter eye for that. But never a good point.
It isn't giving anything to Hektish or to the Bedek bias, isn't that taking something that's whole and making it Kaddish?
I'm sorry?
Isn't giving anything, making anything Hektish or Erech or anything, taking something whole and making it Kaddish?
No. Used for whole. Brand new is okay. Okay, we'll go next. Let's say that at the tablecloth, the bed cover, pretty bed cover, okay, you think it's okay to use it for Baruchas, right? How about not a bed cover, right? She has a beautiful dress. And how about you have really a beautiful bathrobe, right? Or a beautiful set of pajamas. Or maybe you're from the people who buy very fancy underwear. See how you're playing around with it. That will happen to me. There's a Mishnah Berurah on that, believe it or not. Look at Ches. Bizu tzitzis, is man shein kivu and betalas. You with us? Okay, that's the shaila. What do you do with the? He doesn't have it exactly this way, but our way. What do you do with the? Happens one of its chuti tzitzis rips off. What do you do with it?
Put it in Seamus.
Huh?
I see in the library everyone puts it in Seamus.
Tzitzis?
They put it in Seamus?
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. I mean, single threads?
They put everything. Yeah? They put everything in Seamus.
Oh, the same box as the paper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, in the shul of my father's Atzal, you would find so many of the Sforim had a string in them. Like your idea of the Seamus. They didn't want to throw it away in the garbage. So they stuck it in a safer. So you can use it as a bookmark if you want. It wasn't intent, we have to use a bookmark. They tend to put it away, get rid of it, but then cover. Right. So you put it in the safer. Not a bad idea. Okay? Here we have it. Chutit tzitzit shenifsiku, Yochol Zorkon Le Ashpa Mneshi Mitzvah Shein Begufa Kedusha. Right, that line is a little bit tight, it isn't usually a little different shown is better. What he means it is Tashmishei Mitzvah, not Tashmishei Kedusha. I mentioned to you last time, on Aron Kodesh, I'm stuck with it. I don't want to use it. I can't break it up, put the garbage, burn it. No, it's Tashmishei Kedusha. It requires Genisa, you have to bury it. I told you, we had the problem, we figured out that to go ahead and bury the Aron Kodesh, it would cost several $1,000s. We had to buy, then we didn't have our own cemetery. We would have to buy cemetery plots, two cemetery plots, or three cemetery plots to be able to bury the Aron Kodesh. So we decided instead to just cover the Aron Kodesh with fancy paneling and leave it. You want to say something?
So what's the difference?
Huh?
What's the difference? Also by tefillin, you could say if the klafim were out, so now
So tzitzis of mitzvah, not kedusha.
How are you distinguishing between the two?
Yeah.
How are you distinguish between what's considered tashmishei mitzvah versus kedusha?
Yes, this is we have down the Kabbalah, right? What Torah is tashmishei kedusha, tefillin tashmishei kedusha, right? There you have a problem. You have the velvet bag in which you put your tefillin in. You can't use it even while you want to go ahead. Cleaning up for Shabbos. You're in someone else's house. It's maybe a good idea to slip your wallet in with the bag of tefillin, right? It's safer over there. You can't do that. Reverse, take the bag of tefillin there, so now you're going to use it for carrying your lunch bag after it's no longer got a fancier one. You can't do that much here. Therefore, tashmishi mitzvah, kivon shanase mitzvosa, and it loses all the kedusha. Right? Like in the dam of Karbonos, shanase mitzvosa, it doesn't have it.
So why can't you use the tefillin bag?
Which one?
So why can't you use the tefillin bag when you get a nicer one?
Yeah, can you use it for the Mishnah Chol? You can use it for another tefillin bag.
You throw it out?
No.
So what's the chiluk between the tzitzis again?
Tzitzis is mitzvah. Right, we'll see. Like if you refer it, we'll see. However, kolzban shen kivuyim betalis. Tzitzis without it, not kavua betalis, right? Lose their kedusha. Lose their shem mitzvah. Then also, l'shtamesh ben kegan likshavem shum dovo chiyotzibu. Then it's also mishum bizui mitzvah. What do you want? Well, they kavuyim betalis, right? And you want to tie up something, they shouldn't separate. It's a good idea. You have your, you put aside your mail, and you want to make sure that the bundles stay good. You don't have anything. You don't have a rubber band. You don't have a clip. So you change it to Shabbos tzitzis, right? So you use your tzitzis to tie it up. That you can't do, right? The betzitzis lo mahane tnai bomer eni bodel mehen kibatzino b'simin tine gabei no yisuko. Very good taina. Why should tzitzis be different than no yisuko? No yisuko a hukdash limitzvosa. Therefore, it's also banor. So I hang up an esrog in my sukkah as an ornament, as a noy sukkah, right? I can't use it kol shiva because it was hook sol mitzvosa. Okay, but I can go ahead and put up on my sukkah apples and oranges and grapes, right? And I make it tonight. I don't want them to spoil. I put up grapes there. What happened with grapes after 2 days? So I say, no, I want to use it for no yisuke now. But 24 hours later, I want to use it for a salad. I want to use it for a fruit salad. Right? That's called, right, Eine Bodel Mehen. By no yisuke, it works. So I can do that for tzitzis too. When I'm wearing it, l'shem tzitzis, it's tzitzis. When I want to use it to wrap up something, then it's not a mitzvah. The Tanai helps for no yisuke, not for tzitzis. Why? Sharei tzitzis behechach kvur l'shem mitzvah kimin sheyochol levorach aleihem. That's not his lashon. That's the bir halacha. Mishabu, the Bi'alocha gives that svara. You can't go ahead and divorce the two parts. By no yisuke, I could divorce the grapes from no yisuke from the grapes for my fruit salad. Because there is a clear separation of the two activities. But that those tzitzis attached to your arba kanfos that you want to go ahead and use now temporarily b'derech chol, I ask you a question. Can you make a bracha on it now? Can someone take those tzitzis and make a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis? Then you haven't divorced it from its original kedusha. The esrog doesn't have a bracha you make on it when it's hanging in the sukkah. Grapes don't have a bracha make on the sukkah. Therefore, it's not... There's no sad mitzvah, only noy suke. Noy is already determined by mankind, what I consider to be a noy or not. So I say, I made my noy only for 24 hours. It's my decision, I can do it. I can put the limits on it. That's the distinction. Gam b'shulchan aruch kosav yesh yizog shel lo yishalish. And this goes in, this one, I touched upon it a few days ago. Putting something on the floor. We'll come back to it in a minute. Right? How careful do you have to be that your ritzuas, when you're putting on your tefillin, the ritzuas shouldn't go on the floor. Is that significant or not? We know. Right. Shinor says, when you lovish talis, so eagle with tzitzis Yosef. Make sure that tzitzis don't drag along the floor. Right? That's bizu mitzvah. That's what they. Mor says, Mor and Gitten, Chum Beis Hamikdash, before the Torah about Chum Beis Hamikdash, they have somebody, Bal Tzitzis, who's called Bal Tzitzis, Bal Kanaf. Right? Why? He's such a wealthy man. He had someone roll out a red carpet before him when he walked, so that the tzitzos will not drag on the floor. But that's mentioned as the gadlus, the greatness of that man, also his wealth as well as his quote hamitzvah that he observed. We'll pick this up a little bit more later. Ubevir halacha shem kosav. That the whole mitzvah of Rabbanon, Shaykh Yisrael Biza Mitzvah. Right? Nere is the Muchach because Ner Chanuk is only the Rabbanon, and we talk about Biza Mitzvah. Therefore, that's the key nice point. Maybe Biza Mitzvah is only Shaykh Hanadaraisa, and you're wearing cotton tzitzis, cotton bagged with tzitzis. Right? And he's wearing nylon bagged with tzitzis. Not everybody wears wool bagged with tzitzis. If it's not a wool bag of tzitzis, it's not chayav tzitzis the reise. It's only the rabbanon. Therefore, can you treat the tzitzis that is on a beged, not of wool, with less kavod than a beged with wool? So he arises from Ne'er Chanukah that you can't. That even Ne'er Chanukah is a concept of bizui mitzvah, and Ne'er Chanukah is all the rabbanon.
Is there a machloket as to whether a person is completely yotze on the mitzvah if they have a garment that's not wool?
Yeah, not yotze b'daraisa, only with rabbanan. He has no beged. He have no chiyuv.
It's a chiyuv, but if a person wants to be mekayem mitzvah tzitzit,
and mitzvah, you got to do it the way Kodesh Baruch Hu told you, right? Only tzemer v'pishtet, right? Well, silba shatis. From the thing which is shot this, you make tzitzis. Okay. Yeah.
The hooks on mitzvahs, and that's from a concept of using mitzvah, or that's from a concept of like nedarim?
No, it's a concept of mukta. We'll pick it up again. I said, I just touched upon it, but he has it once again. Yeah, we'll have that. We should be able to make it. Okay.
What's the svar of Embeguva Kedusha? Just a beged?
Yeah?
What's the svar of Embeguva Kedusha by Tzitzit? Just another beged?
Because it's mitzvah, not Kedusha.
And what would be an example of Kedusha?
Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs. Some are classified as Kedusha, some are classified just as mitzvah.
Like tefillin is Kedusha.
And tzitzit is mitzvah.
Right,
okay. This says from Ne'er Chanukah, we know that even mitzitzit she'ena mitzvah or pishtin, right? If you hold it's only the rabbanan, next. This should have been the first thing in this discussion, where the bizu mitzvah is a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan. Okay. Here, analyze again further, compared to Noi Sukkah. Also, stopping with Noi Sukkah, right? So Tosha's there. We just started our learning from Pei Akira. It's in Bama Madlikin, a few dapet before we began, right? So Tosha's there asks Kosher Ali, right? Repeg Mishma Matma the time of Shumigu Diskatsoil Mitzvosa. We'll get to it soon. It's in the next blot that we're up to. You see, they discuss Noi Sukkah is also called the Smukso. Mukso, right? There are two kinds of Mukso. Mukso of Shabbos is that it's not Huxo of Shabbos, it's Huxo of Chol. That's really the same concept. And by Noi Sukkah, it's called Huxo of Mitzvoso. That's why, once it's Huxo of Mitzvoso, it's taken away from Tashmish Chol. The tears, being the time of the Bizui Lesser Upper Cholamoi. So that's an easy way out. Tosha answers, yeah, you're right. An Yom Tov is an Isur of Mukzah, but Cholamoi there's no Mukzah. You have a Cholamoi, you can't use it because it's Huxel and Mitzvosa. We have no Shari Mukzah, Shari Rakh, Shabbos, Yom Tov. Right? So that's only Shayach, I'm sorry, Yashorech Hayach on the first days, but on Chol HaMoed, therefore you can't tie in a Mukzah, there's no concept of Mukzah where there is no Yom Kodesh, therefore you must answer, it's because of Bizu Mitzvah. Umushum Bizu Mitzvah, right, Lo Hava Aschinen Achat Shnafu, Lo Kach Binon Tavayu, right, Venire, therefore you need both things, you need the time of Huxel Mitzvoso for Yom Tov, right? And the time of Bizu Mitzvah, but Bizu Mitzvah wouldn't apply once it's no longer part of the Mitzvah, right? So there, if it's Achat Shenoflu, right there, you have the Mam of Huxel Mitzvoso. Nira Sheshum with the Vrem, the Bizu Mitzvah, Shad Vomu Rakisu Rabbonon. From this he wants to infer that Tosfos holds that whole concept Bizu Mitzvah only a Darbona concept. Dilo have Isu the Raisa, my Hutzul Yashi the Bin time of the Muksu, Gam time of the Bizu. Why need two timing? Hopshita being the time of the Bizu, keeping the Hecha, the Shah of Bizu Mitzvah, Iki Su the Raisa. Tamar Huksa is only the Rabbanon. Everybody holds that Muksa is only the Rabbanon. So it's a Tamar because Huksa for something, it'll be the Rabbanon. So what asks, why do you need the Tamar Bizu Mitzvah? Tosfos has to use the Tam of that it was Huksa Mitzvah. Huksa Mitzvah will only make it as the Rabbanon. Bizu Mitzvah, you hold us at the Reise. Therefore, from Mitzvah, you want to make a Raya from the Ri, that he held that Bizu Mitzvah is also only the Rabbanon. Therefore, why do you need two the Rabbanon? Two reasons for the Rabbanon. One reason is enough. But part of the course, the taste of Shonim, the Bizu Mitzvah, the time in the Muksa, are called Echadu. Right? A little taste on the side there, and the Gemara will get to it. There makes the point that Bizu Mitzvah and Muksa are really the same thing. Meaning, why is it Muksa and Mitzvah? Because otherwise, you're Mavaza the Mitzvah. The Chura time of Muksa Rakir Babonim, and Kain Hu Adim Bizu Mitzvah, come another Babonim. וכי משמע בהם של דבריהם עשי סוכר כדי איך של סוכר עשירי וגוואי מקרו דדרושו גמורי מה שאין כן היסר מלאק איך של סוכר לא עשה אלא משום ביזו או משום מוקסה משמע בהם דביזו אין איסו מדרעיסה ודלו כאן החוסו של החיודם so he's asking on the חיודם why the חיודם says that ביזו מיצו is a דין דרעיסה from that Gemara it would be משמע Since it says what? The part of the sukkah that's essential for sukkah, talking about the wood of the sukkah now, right, or the schach of the sukkah, right, that is Yisur D'Oraisa. The extra one, you just use it l'mitzvah, that's only the Rabbanon. So you see that what? That if it's not the mitzvah itself, only Huksa l'mitzvah, which would make it into the category of Bizu Mitzvah also, that's only the Rabbanon, but not so. Ubebez, Af Bedam Nami Yishmoka Vesapek in Adrosha Shal Bamesh Shal Shofach Yichase, Shal Yichasein Beregel, Hu Isu Da Raiso, Rak Asmachta Rabbanon, Asmachta Beyalbo. Like, we always have that problem. I mean, the Torah didn't say you mustn't cover the Dam Beregel. We, the Rabbanon inferred Right, b'mad shel shochat yechase. Maybe it's only a smachta balma, but really it's a takonas chachomen. It's only a derech pilpul. Oh, shuv matzosi b'sefer charedim shekosav zelo shonu yizor bekor amitzu d'siv gabi mitzu kisu adam b'shofa b'chiso mashal shofa yechase hainu b'yad lo b'regel shote yamitzu b'zuyolov v'zer binyan av l'chol hamitzus. That language already, that's tough language. Binyan Ruchal Mitzvah means a mamatzinu. It's a binyanab. As you find it here, it applies to all mitzvahs. That's only a deraisa dika halacha. Rabbanan don't apply to all mitzvahs. Rabbanan apply when they apply. Right. Chai mashma mershon av binyanab gomo hu deraisa. V'kak kasav ha-shagasaya behedya de bizu mitzvah isu deraisa. Roh gaspat v'yamo. Ochai ayin yam shal shlomo. Right. There in Bama Madlikin, unlike Tsugi, Bama Madlikin, by Ne'er Chanukah, because of the Noi Mitzvah with Rabbon and Baal Mahu, right? And it seems to be that it's still a machlokes, but you have the Sefer Charedim and the Shagasalye and the Chayodim will clearly say it's a Daraisa, not a Rabbon. Okay, now Madlikim in Eil and Eil.
Why do you have to go to the time to explain why you can't say any Baidel by Titus? Titus is from the reason and not from Huxel Mitzvah. Titus, unless you're talking about on Shabbos, but every other day of the week, the only reason why Titus would be not allowed is because of Bizu Mitzvah. And any Baidel is not a Surah that's Shayach by
Bizu Mitzvah.
Since you
tell me that after Nasa Mitzvah, so there's no Bizu Mitzvah in it, I can throw it away. That's the Russian, right? Therefore, I can correctly argue that it's only b'kedushoso what I wanted to be b'kedushoso. Right? If I'm finished with the tzitzis, doesn't mean the tzitzis can't be used anymore. I don't want to use them anymore, so I can throw them away. I don't bury them. You try to change the tzitzis. We have a derech kovod, put it into a bag and then throw it away. But therefore, it is totally in me.
If you're doing it at the same time as you're wearing the tzitzis, then that would be a bizui of the mitzvah that you're doing at that time.
I'm sorry?
If you're doing the mitzvah, then then it'll be bizu mitzvah if you also use it for something else, even if you want to say any beidel. I mean, you can say any beidel
no,
might work, but it'll
say
any
beidel means the tzitzis has a double function. One is to keep you warm. I have nice wool tzitzis, I wear summertime, it's too hot. I wear wintertime, it's a wonderful thing. Right? Yeah, it's a secret weapon. You can walk outside without an overcoat because you have a woolen tzitzis. So it has a dual function. So begin, remember, we're focusing on our tzitzis habakamfos. Yeah. All the clothes had tzitzis on it. I mean, so it's a thing which has a whole concept to it. Therefore, it's shy to say any boidel man. It's a good taina, like I say, any boidel man.
Yeah, and you could say any boidel. If you wear it as a winter coat, it's a perfectly fine winter coat, and it's not a bizu mitzvah. But if it happens to be a bizu mitzvah,
no. When you're wearing it as a winter coat, you're wearing it and mekayim the mitzvah, make a
exactly.
Brocha on it.
Exactly, that's because you say
that's a tiny, you can make a brocha on it.
That's because it's not a bizu, not because any boidel works.
But there's no reason why any boidel shouldn't work, just but it doesn't. That's
even if it does work, if it's a bizu, it's a bizu. I don't understand.
No, not to know
how the concept's related.
No, the time, that's what Mishnah Berurah, Be'er Halacha, had to come up with a reason. There should be no distinction between the two. The distinction is, I can make a brach on it. Therefore, it's a bizu mitzvah. Therefore, I can't say any boidel ben. But the fact that I couldn't make a brach on it, there wouldn't be such a halacha. So what prevents you to say any boidel mehem? Otherwise, why not? I'm the one that made it into a dovor shal mitzvah by putting the tzitzis on, so I can take off. No one stops from taking off, right? Matila mi beged la beged mi paskin.
How can you decide if it's an insult or not?
No. Okay. Look.
The original machloket in the Gemara was whether the tzitzit could be taken off and put onto another begin.
Right.
So what was the psak there?
Matilmi begin begin against. Right.
Why would it be considered bizui? In any case, you would be using it for further kavod.
Yeah, whatever it's considered. The lotion. That everybody uses there is not the bizu mitzvah, but yemavaza the beged, because you took away its mitzvah, like taking off a mezuzah from the door. Let's see. I'd like to finish this today. Madbikim in nail and nail, right? Time alone karav ein madbikim in nail and nail. Abrisa b'gemora, shom the time of the rav mishum bizu mitzvahu. Avol akushi mitzvah lo svirali. Okay, mishum ha'ocha mishaga l'shaga sharye. V'chein posak ha'machaber, debeli ner amtsoi shel chol muto. Avdei ha'ner amtsoi, right? Not, hey, v'chaber beis deos, im leso, afak avdei t'cham de mitzvah. You know what he's talking about. Okay. I light the Hanukkah candle. I light the first Hanukkah candle. Now I want to light the second one. Can I take the second one and light it from the first one? Right. So there are two svaros imagis there. One called Akhushi Mitzvah. Difficult to understand. I weaken the mitzvah by taking away some of its light. That's Shaykh the meadow for using the second candle for mitzvah or not. Well, if the second candle has been used for mitzvah, then it's not Akhushi Mitzvah. You're, on the contrary, you're adding more to the mitzvah.
Oh.
So what are we talking about? Madlik mi nail in air. I use the shamus. I went ahead, I lit the first candle. Right? And the shamus blew out. Things that happened all the time. Can I then, once I take a match and light the shamus, can I take the shamus and touch it to the first candle? The shamus I'm not going to use for mitzvah. The shamus I'm going to use for what? Yeah, for mitzvah. But a mitzvah a little later. Right? First I light the shamus. Then I'll use that shamus. Not the other ones. The Shaili is that call already l'shei mitzvah, or did you introduce a dvar chol and then you can use it l'mitzvah?
So, even from ner l'ner, without a shamish, isn't that still busy mitzvah? Because the only actual mitzvah is to light one candle.
No.
Everything beyond the first candle is a hiddur, mahajim, and habim, and so Iker HaDin, once you do the first candle, you're yotzi, and then after that, it's not the same.
No such halacha. Okay? The Rabbanon came and said, Mahadrin, et cetera, et cetera. That's all one mitzvah now.
You want to say it's a mitzvah, mitzvah,
no.
Person has to
now
do
you ask, now you tie it up. What if I have no candles?
No,
I only have one. Can I be kind of mitzvah one? Say, yeah, we'll let you go back to my original takana. But right now, the takana is to light eight candles.
Takana is mahajim and mahadrin.
And that's the same, the Rabbanon. It's not a deraisa with the Rabbanons. Right, it's a Rabbanon.
So today, if a person lights only one candle, they have more candles, you want them to not
yotzi? She's yotzi, what is yotzi? He's not yotzi the mahadrin.
I understand, we're saying the mahadrin is ikar adin now. The definition of mahadrin is that there's ikar adin, and you're going beyond that with the mahadrin.
Yeah, but what
so now we're saying the mahadrin is ikar adin,
so
which one is
but
it?
But you decide. It's not like the butcher shop. This who decided on the mahadrin? Rabbanon said nowadays we mahadrin the mitzvah more. That's how we do it. No one gives you a choice today. Make up your mind. We might like one. I mean, enough. I follow Rabbanut. I don't need mahadrin. Rabbanut is enough one. No, you have no choice of one. You have a chiyuv of eight. Oh, b'shas hadchak. Yeah. That's no problem.
So I'm saying it's not a shas and the chag.
You light one, of course.
If it's not, I'm saying, and a person has eight candles, he's
not
yotzi
with one candle? He's not yotzi the mitzvah tikuno. What can I tell you? Will he get any schar for it? Most likely not, I think. Rabbanon Shalom will look upon him as a balgaivenik who's fighting the Rabbanon. Okay? Let's see if we can get this out. Look at this nice thing. Hey, we have a base deos. In less or half a gap, the title of Shamish Mitzvah, Kim Komo, Kimir, Kim Vaz, and Nelson Mitzvah, Shmadi, Mir, Nelson Hall. Okay? That's so the Machaber brings two sheets whether you're allowed to use an intermediary. But Minel and Air with no problem. Right. I'm a Pierce Rashamak Sass, the Chenechshah Kabizu Mitzvah, Mamish, Rogak Shneer Kain. Vayesh Matir and Sovrim, Amos of Mitzvah, Kivish also Kain, Kadil Hadig Men, or take of Nershah Mitzvah. It's part of a Mitzvah process that he's doing. Look at the Night Shaila in Sam Sofer. Sure, Sam Sofer, Nishal, Bemishaila, Esrig, Miusor. He had an extra Esrog, Vitolo Busukos of Lenoi. And Cholamoid, or Cholyomtev, someone comes over, and says, you know, his Eslig never arrived. He has no Eslig. Ubo achas shel motzei Eslig liknos, utzorach l'Eslog b'chol ha'moed. Well, can I give him my Eslig that I hung on him? Horo shemuta litol Eslig ha'kloi b'sukoso. Why? If it's Mishum Mukta, you see, he still had the concept of Mukta, even though it was B'chol HaMoed. Yes, because Huxel, if it's also, he says, then you can't use it to have Hanor from it, because Mukta, you can't have Hanor from it. He says, but Mitzvah's love Lahenus Nitim. He doesn't want to have Hanor from the Esrog, he wants to do a Mitzvah with the Esrog. It's not called Hanor. Chodah Mitzvah Lahenus Nitim. Though, the B'chol HaBizu Mitzvah Hu Rak L'Dvar HaRoshus. Aber nicht nur bei Mitzvah, achas Mitzvah, achas, ein kann bei so Mitzvah. Ki bei keinem Allah, matire mi beget le beget, mat liki mi nehr le nehr. You can take tzitzes off of one beget, give it to another. Kosh ken kan shir malam bekodesh, di mi ikur hava rak noy mitzvah. Achshav, you're raising the level of the Esrog from noy sukkah to a mitzvah asmo, right, mitzvah gufo, right? Af agav, di mi ikur hava noy le mitzvah da reise, vash the mitzvah da rabonon, Sukkah is all 8 days, so the Esrog was involved with a mitzvah d'oraisa. There's no chiyuv after the first days. The lechatzim is only biyom arishon. It's only the rabbanon the other days, right? Mikol makom odif darei hiskim biyom shel shova the noy mitzvah the rabbanon ba'al mahavi. Harei sova kiv nechol adin shum yuchel the noy mitzvah rak with rabbanon the muter little shamed by the mitzvah the rabbanon. Nice tshuva. All right, now.
So is it bizui a mitzvah to take the mezuzah that was on the front door, have it checked, and then put it in the back door?
No, I don't know. It's front door, back door is a different.
If everyone goes in through the front door, and every once in a year someone uses the back door.
It quote mitzvah goes with the number of people who kiss it.
it feels deprived.
It could be a tiny bit. Anyway, I'm sure if you publish it someplace, there'll be people who pass it that way.
I've heard before.
Now, a general shaila that the Chayyada mentions, how about the candles you light in shul, just for light in shul? Does that have a shem mitzvah? Because it's intended
candle.
For davening, for... Ein mekinen b'ner shel beis ha-kneses. Right? רק באמת להיכת הרמו על להתי בזה להר דהייך מהמחבר הכל פרונם בזמן שעדיין דולקי המסוס כוס רמו לא נוגע לזור בכך ועליק בהן נער לצור גודל המחבר held it also which it's kind of a hook for the mitzvoso is the candles were lit there so you could daven you can read and daven and ואפשר גם כן שדאז בזדן מסן בכך right. Okay, you all know that concept? Basel Mezbeka. Well, it says that Botekinisio shall bovel al tanai heim asuyin. Botekinisio's chutz oretz are made al tanai, meaning you can use it for tashmishi chol also. Right? Lev bezdin masna lay in the Russian. Bezdin was masna like any boidel mehem. That's why can you. Call a meeting in a shul. I mean, you call a executive board meeting. You call a membership meeting in a shul. Shuls are made for that purpose. Shuls are made for davening only. No. So once upon a time, but it seems Be'er Tzachorah would talk also. You can use it for chol. Now you can use it for chol because lay best. That's the term. Lay best masna lay. As if there was a tray any boidel behem. V'chein b'chol advon shogel l'hokah b'dvon keilu. Whenever you find a makel in Beis HaKnesses, it's because of this concept of Lev Bezin Masnalei. Harei lo nogel ha-hokah l'kshu l'tzor godol, but he used that lotion. The Ramor, who disagrees with the Machaber, also says only l'tzor godol. L'ankein kivon sh'nog ikein, Lev Bezin Masnalei ikir l'atiro. Right? Ayin b'shai tshu, v'nida rak shayach Lev Bezin Masnalei b'dvor sh'akol m'sam sh'm tzich lo kad lo kasner. He says, Lev Bezin Masna Lehem for he holds for things that were clearly designated for kohol use for the kedusha use of the kol for davening etc. But to make an asifa just to call a meeting there you don't need Lev Bezin Masna Lehem. That's not a violation of the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. Now this is the point we came to a few times. Okay. Hear the language. Adam yotzi mi beiso lolo biyodo kori b'torah. Right. He's a kohen. No say es kapov. Menicho agabi karka. He puts the esrig lulav on the ground. Amod ania chefza mitzvah agabi karka lemikre bizu mitzvah. Now, Uliinion, Ishtamesh Mechefza Bezuyo Le Mitzvah. The question we asked you about the
sheet,
using
right.
The bed sheet to make a parochas, etc. Hey Reni, Achi Arav, his brother, Arya, he says, look in Mishnah Berurah, it's a cost of leso. Right. What does it say? What's leso? The example that the Mishnah Berurah gives, I wrote it down here on the side. Mitashmish beguno kegam mechnasayim mechadome, ein lasos mapo sefer Torah. You should make a cover for your sefer Torah, either a mental or just what they used to cover the sefer Torah in between aliyahs, right? As a mapo sefer Torah, you should make it from your underwear. That's not nice. Yeah, but if it's not from a dova bozu, even though it was tashmish chol, the raya from Marosovim. There is not mentioned there, but say the Raya has a refutation of it. There, but that idea that if it is
not a davar bozui, not what they wanted to argue is that a mirror that a girl uses to make herself pretty so she can seduce boys, that's not a tashmish shel kavod. Some girls they go to beauticians for that purpose. And some girls, unfortunately, even that doesn't help. They have to go to magicians. Okay, that's basically it. I think I have to rush out of town. I'm going. I also want to drop this off in my car, so I remember.